The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for January 16th of 2026. A recent YouGov poll shows that 53% of Americans believe that pro-MAGA ICE Gestapo goon Jonathan Ross should be charged for the killing of Renee Good, the 37-year-old mother of three that Ross gunned down in Minneapolis as she attempted to drive away from the Gestapo. Another YouGov poll this week shows that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency has a net negative rating of 12%. Compare that with the National Weather Service that enjoys a net rating of 64% from the American people. Don't forget, the regime is trying to gut the National Weather Service. But I guess it's hard for Americans to get completely mad at weather forecasters, since, you know, they actually serve the public by saving lives, which is the opposite of the ICE Gestapo. Now, that same YouGov poll also reveals that a strong majority, nearly 70% of Americans, believe that we need to create stronger restrictions for ICE Gestapo agents. Even more, 63% either strongly or somewhat oppose loosening restrictions so ICE can hire more right-wing MAGA goons to walk our streets and terrorize our neighborhoods. And watching the ICE Gestapo inflict harm and terror on American streets really does give some Americans a first-hand account of what it's like for the Palestinian people who suffer similar experiences at the hands of the Israeli Defense Forces now, doesn't it? And like the right-wing Netanyahu government's genocide in Gaza, the American people are paying to have these white supremacist thugs turn American cities upside down while barging into houses without warrants to kidnap and disappear brown and black people. And if white people marching in the streets and standing up for the rights of marginalized citizens get in their way, the Trump regime's ICE Gestapo will kill or brutally punish those white people whom they view as traitors to this country. And that's surreal, because rebelling against armed men busting into houses was kind of what sparked the American Revolution in the first place. Meanwhile, Florida Mike Rogers, the former congressman who left Michigan for a number of years to make millions as a defense industry lobbyist because he needed government to create his job and net worth, is running again to become a water boy for Dear Leader Trump in Michigan's Senate race this year. And he took to social media today and posted, "Chaos is not compassion. Safe communities start with enforcing the law." Okay. This is the same Mike Rogers who, at first, denounced Dear Leader for his January 6th insurrection that led to the deaths of Capitol Police officers, but who loves standing side by side by Dear Leader Trump, even after Dear Leader pardoned around 1,500 of those insurrectionists. But now Florida Mike is suddenly all for law and order for anyone not on Team MAGA, of course. I remember when pathetic losers like Florida Mike Rogers spoke in favor of states' rights and limiting the federal government's powers. Do you remember those days? Oh, but not when it comes to MAGA fascism knocking down the doors of American people in democratic cities. Oh, he's okay with that. Going back to that YouGov poll, it showed a net rating of just -2 for actually abolishing ICE. To me, that number is astonishing, considering just a few months ago, the support to abolish ICE would have been much, much lower. Not anymore. That's essentially a push. It's even. Now, there are many corporate Democratic groups, like a group called Third Way, that's pushing Democrats to scale back any attempts to hold ICE accountable, and it's probably because some of them get campaign cash from the private prison industry. No difference between MAGA Republicans and those kinds of people, right? As long as these white supremacists are terrorizing the country, abolishing them is the much-needed rallying cry at this moment in American history. Also, Democrats must then come up with a plan to prosecute these ICE Gestapo goons with crimes if they get back into power. I mean, we could hold Nuremberg-like trials and hold them responsible for the chaos that they, not the protesters, are creating, Florida Mike Rogers. And remember, the reason the regime is using ICE to murder Americans and murder, detain, and disappear undocumented citizens, many of whom are working at getting citizenship, is twofold. One is to get the working class divided just enough so we'll fight each other while the oligarch corporate authoritarian class clamps onto even more power. And two, to make the regime Stephen Miller's dreams come true by making this a whiter country again. How will any kind of incrementalism defeat this kind of radical government? Don't back those Democrats who believe we can defeat this kind of authoritarianism with just the right touch of incrementalism. I mean, that's how we got here in the first place. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on the YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Take the battle to them.